שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא איך מארגנים את המן.
Hello, we're in a lesson regarding how to organize the man. You can ask questions to Kav.TV. Selected questions will be asked throughout the lesson. The subject is how to organize the man.
We have to see how from day to day we are increasing our demand, making it more focused, more full of content and more condensed in its internality, meaning it needs to be more powerful in the demand and also more sharp in its direction. And also who is addressing from what point, and that point has to be the center of the ten, the creator, to the creator, that it's at the center of the ten, to the extent that we have contact with him. What is our man? How certain we are that what we're asking for is exactly what we need to ask for, as it goes by the rule, make your will as his will. And then we're certain to receive the right response also. How do we clarify and cook the man? There's such a concept called the cooking the semen, or cooking the man. And that whole process where day after day we become more knowledgeable about it, more full of discernment, that needs to be important to us. We always have to check that. So once we make the right request, we get the right response, because the fulfillment, the response is already standing by from above. Only the need, the prayer, the lack for that fulfillment is what's needed, and it's up to us. And if we don't know exactly what to ask for, who to ask from, and so forth, so we have to see how to do that also, how to do it together, how to exactly aim at the Creator. Who is the Creator? What is the Creator? What is His will? In order to come to the point of contact between the desire of the lower one and the desire of the upper one. And at that point of contact, these desires come together. And here lies a question. What does it mean that the desire of the upper one connects with the desire of the lower one? So they have to be similar desires, complementing desires, or actually contradictory. Because what one asks is exactly what the other one wants to give. Or what the lower one is asking complements the desire of the upper one. And then the upper one can give to the lower one. So there are more aspects here that we need to scrutinize. But whatever happens from day to day, we have to examine what our man is, how it develops and changes in quantity and quality, meaning in terms of its power and magnitude and focus and inner direction.
We are in Rabash Essays, page 460. The article is, What is the main deficiency for which one should pray? Page 460 in Rabash Essays. It is known that creation is called deficiency. This is why it is called existence from absence. Man was created full of deficiencies. Therefore, for man to succeed in the work, when he is going to satisfy his deficiencies, he must first know what is the main deficiency to which he should give preference over all his deficiencies. Since there are spiritual deficiencies and corporeal deficiencies, we must first clarify which we defined as spiritual and which we defined as corporeal. In the essay, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, it is written, Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its b'chinot, discernments, which is b'china daled, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. It follows that corporeality means that which relates to satisfying our will to receive. Thus, everything that one does for one's own benefit is called corporeality, and what he does to benefit the Creator is called spirituality. It is therefore clear that we do not need to create the kli, the vessel, for corporeality, meaning the desire to satisfy the self-gratification, a kli of wanting to receive in order to receive, since the Creator gave us such kelim, such vessels, at the onset of creation. As it is known that the thought of creation, called his desire to do good to his creations, created the will to receive existence from absence, that we should want to crave to receive delight and pleasure. Also, the Creator satisfies that kli as he wishes. Thus, we do not need to ask for vessels of reception. Therefore, the prayer we give for corporeality is only for the filling, meaning that the Creator will satisfy everything we feel we need, since the sensation of lack is what makes us suffer, and the suffering we feel are the reason that we do everything we can to satisfy our wishes. This is not so when we need to pray for spirituality, that the Creator will satisfy our deficiencies, since the lack for spirituality was the reason for the prayer that the Creator will grant our wishes. Since we are suffering because our deficiency has not been fulfilled. As this deficiency has yet to be born in us, meaning the lack to satisfy the kli, called vessel of bestowal, which is the difference between spirituality and corporeality. The corporeal kli is called vessel of reception, and wants to satisfy its self-gratification. A spiritual kli is called a kli that wants to satisfy the benefit of the Creator, contrary to one's own benefit. This kli is absent in the nature of creation, since by nature, man is born with only a kli for self-gratification. The reason we say to our bodies that we must work to benefit the Creator is that it does not understand what is being said to it, as it cannot grasp, not considering its own benefit and thinking all day about benefiting the Creator. It is especially so when it hears that we should relinquish pleasures that pertain to self-love in favor of benefiting the Creator. This thing is so foreign to the body when it hears that one should work only in order to bestow, that it immediately becomes a smart aleck and asks, I would like to know if you see other people walking in this line for whom you, too, want to do the same. True, I would agree with you, but see for yourself. How many people do you see whose every thought in life is only to see to the benefit of the Creator and not their own? If we assume that you know that there are people who are walking on this line, how much time and effort did they put into having the ability to do everything only to bestow? And especially, how long should this take? A month? 2 months? A year? 2 years? And it becomes even more of a smart aleck and asks, did all those who invest time and effort achieve this degree of being above to aim all their works to bestow? With these words, they can divert a person from the work pertaining to the path of bestowal. It follows from all the above that concerning spirituality, called bringing contentment to one's maker, a person has no such deficiency. On the contrary, if he does get a thought that we should do something to bestow upon the Creator without any reward, all the body's thoughts and desires immediately protest and cry out, do not be a fool and an exception to go against the majority, who know that the reason that compels one to work is self-benefit. Only with this force he can engage in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments. Although he knows that he should engage in Lishma for her sake, but there is a general answer to this, that he is keeping what our sages said. One should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot Lo Lishma, not for her sake, because from Lo Lishma he will be rewarded with Lishma. However, he should not be concerned with this, meaning to test if he has really come closer to Lishma. Rather, he knows that the good is bound to come, meaning that he will certainly achieve Lishma, so he does not need to think about the meaning of Lishma, because he need not scrutinize the details of things he is not supposed to do. Rather, he lives like the majority. Therefore, there is a big difference between the prayer that one prays for corporeality and the prayer one prays for spirituality. For spirituality, one must first pray for the kli, meaning for a deficiency, to feel pain and sorrow at not having this kli called desire, meaning to crave to bring contentment to one's maker. It therefore follows that he need not pray for satisfying the deficiency, as in corporeality, when he has a need and asks for the satisfaction of the need, since he still has no kli for spirituality. Hence, when one comes to pray for spirituality, he must pray for the kli, that the Creator will give him a kli of wanting to bestow upon the Creator. Afterwards, when he has a kli that pertains to spirituality, he will be able to pray for the abundance to enter the spiritual kli. It follows from the above that the real deficiency for which one must pray to the Creator should be the kli. This follows the rule There is no light without a clay. When he prays for a real deficiency that he is lacking, comes the granting of the prayer. When the Creator gives him a new kli, as it is written, and I will remove the stony heart from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I heard about this deficiency from Bala Sulam, who said in the name of his teacher, the Admo of Purusov, about the verse, command Aaron. Rashi interprets, command means rushing promptly and for posterity. Rabbi Shimon said, the writing should rush primarily where the pockets are empty. He interpreted it to mean that pocket is a kli in which you put money. Usually, we exert and worry about getting money. And he said, one should be most concerned where the pockets are empty, meaning where there is no kli. It is as we explained, that in spirituality, one need not pray that the Creator will give him abundance and lights. Rather, first he must see that he has a kli, meaning a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator, since by nature we want only to receive and not to give. It follows that when one enters the holy work and wants to achieve completion, he must exert with all his might to obtain the desire to want to bring contentment to one's Maker. This is where one should focus all one's prayers, that the Creator will help him and give him this new kli. He must say before him, Lord of the world, as you have given me, when I first came into this world, a kli, to only receive for my own sake, I now ask that you will give me a new kli, to have a desire only to bestow contentment upon you. We might ask, how can one pray to be given a kli called desire to bestow, when we say that he does not need this kli, because he does not feel that he will lack it? How then can one ask for something that one does not need? Although he sees that he does not have the kli called desire to bestow, it does not mean that one needs everything that he does not have. It is written about the upper sefirot, that the sefira, the singular of sefirot, bina, desires mercy, although we learn that through Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, she departed from Rosh De'arich Anpin, still it is regarded as though she did not depart. For although she has no Chochmah, it is not considered a deficiency because she does not need it. We see that something that one does not have is regarded as a lack precisely when he needs it. Moreover, one must feel pain at not having. That is, even when he feels he needs it, but is not tormented at not having it, it is still not considered a deficiency. Hence, how can one pray for something for which he has no deficiency? This is why one must think about the purpose of creation, which we know is to do good to his creations. When one begins to criticize that good, which is among the creatures, meaning their delight in the world, from the delight of pleasure that the Creator wants to give them, yet he cannot find it among the creatures. It makes him realize that there must be a reason that denies the delight and pleasure from the creatures, and for which the upper abundance cannot be revealed. and why the purpose of creation cannot be completed. When he looks at himself, he says that everything he sees, that the creatures did not receive the abundance, must be because they are not observing Torah and mitzvot as one should observe the commandments of the king. It is as our sages said, the Creator wished to reward Israel, therefore He gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot, commandments. This means that through Torah and mitzvot, we can be rewarded with a delight and pleasure. However, the question is, why are we not observing the Torah and mitzvot as is appropriate when serving the king? He says that it is because we lack the sensation of the importance of the Torah and mitzvot, and that we lack the importance of the mitzvah, of the one giving the mitzvah, that he commanded us to keep his Torah and mitzvot. At that time, a person comes to a resolution that only the Creator can correct this. That is, if He reveals to us a little bit of light and of Torah and mitzvot, so we may feel the pleasure in them, we will certainly be able to serve the King with our hearts and souls, as it should be with those who feel the greatness of the King. Hence, for what should we pray to the Creator to give some upper abundance? Then everyone will engage in Torah and mitzvot properly without any negligence. However, we see what the Holy Ari says, that the Nukva was improper there. Hence, there was the breaking. The Opnimi, the inner reflection, commentary inside the study of the Ten Sefirot, interprets the words of the Ari, that since the upper abundance should come into the Kali to receive the abundance in order to bestow, since the light was greater than the Kali was ready to receive, meaning that the Kali should receive light precisely according to its ability to aim in order to bestow, and it could not aim to bestow with such a great light. The light had to enter kelim, vessels, whose desire is in order to receive. This is called klipa, shell or a peel. It follows that the kelim broke. Thus, should abundance come into these kelim, it will all go out to the outer ones, to the klipot, the plural of klipa. This is similar to saying that the kli was broken, so we do not place anything in it, because it will all spill out. Therefore, one must not pray to be given abundance from above, since it will all go to the outer ones. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him a kli, which is a desire and craving to bestow upon the Creator. When he has that kli, the upper abundance will appear to man, and he will feel the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation to do good to his creations. Therefore, we should ask the Creator for what we really need, which is a vessel of bestowal, and we need not pray for anything else.
What comes out of this is that we need a great influence from above so that it will stabilize and establish the man. Because to begin with, we don't have any desire that is suitable to the desire of the upper one to bestow to us. Because our entire man is how we want to bestow to the upper one, and not how we receive. So from the will to receive, that where we can cry to the Creator and all the people of this world cry to the Creator this way, whether they do it directly or instinctively. Everyone's praying, asking from their lack. And the lack, to begin with, is aimed at the source of it, which all comes from above. We have to establish and form correctly our lack, which comes from, which is different from the natural lack that that we have. And so our work is in preparing the lack. That work is very different and not something we're used to. We don't understand how to establish that new lack. To bestow to the Creator, what can we bestow to Him? We bestow to Him with a certain lack. What lack do I bestow to Him? I want to receive fulfillment, but it's not fulfillment. If it's fulfillment, it's in order to receive. Then what exactly is the deficiency or the lack? And here we begin to see that even if we have experience and knowledge of years in organizing ourselves to contact the Creator, we still don't exactly understand what to do. And so, what kind of desire do I need to discover on my part, which will be considered man? This is a big problem. When I come to that blocked state, having a big question mark, then I begin to realize that what I was given is actually the work in the group. That with this kind of work, I can feel and detect and establish myself correctly. Until we connect and feel the nullification of each one towards the group, until we are included together in the center of the group, all of us together, we still don't feel what man is called. With what deficiency do we need to face the Creator in order to truly be ready for the prayer? So there are a few more extra steps we have yet to discuss. There's a few more extra steps that we need to go through in order to develop and come to a certain despair and recognition of evil in each and every state, then move on to the next phase, until we organize our man in four phases and we begin to understand what is the lack that I need to find towards the Creator, which will be the half the shekel, that prayer that can really rise from me upwards. What does it mean? Rise from myself upwards, that the higher lack, that it's included in the upper one, and then it begins to rise higher and higher to the source of the abundance. And also, what is the abundance that comes downwards and eventually fulfills the lack? And here, even though perhaps I could be saying all the right things and so forth, but when we actually come to the action itself, the crux of it, I find that the content is quite different than what I've expected. Moscow.
Вопрос из Петахтиквы. Если человек не знает, что такое клей отдачи, возможно ли, что он обратится...
Question from Petahtikva. What is the vessel of bestowal? Is it possible that one will make an incorrect request and receive what, something that's incorrect? We are always in communication with the upper force. The system is not a broken system as it is in our world, where no connection remains. Rather, the connection exists. It's only in order to receive with respect to us, not in order to bestow the way it is perceived in the spiritual world, in the upper world. The system that exists has varying degrees of operation, of functioning towards us. And with respect to us, it's in order to receive. With respect to the upper one, it's in order to bestow. And there are 125 degrees. And each degree also has its own sub-degrees. And also one judges it through his own flaws. So the functioning of the system is measured by the user. And so we see the system in order to receive. It's all in order to receive, and one judges through his own flaws. Everyone is trying to eat the other up, and that's how it seems to us. It's the same system, but it appears to us this way in this world. But to the extent that a person improves their vision, their perception, their vessels of perception, then one discovers that the system is quite different. It says, I saw a reversed world. Now I see that everything is in bestowal, and that the upper light fills up all of the created beings, and that the created beings, even though on part of their vessels, they are in equivalence with the upper one in bestowal on their part, meaning coming from their vessels, from their lack. And that's how you discover it. So what I recommend is to look at the system as a single system that exists. It doesn't change. From the four phases all the way to our world. All of it is only with respect to the created being that attains what's happening. So we don't need to ask for anything besides our own correction. To the extent that we try, that we improve our vessels of reception, of perception, then we will feel that. And because we can never see and properly describe the upper one, we have to see that this system went down through so many levels in its upgrade, so to speak, so that we'll have an opportunity to learn how to cling to it, meaning how to be keeping the law of equivalence of form, the lower one with respect to the upper one. And so the main thing is the practical work between us day by day, increasing and refining, adding on to the inclination to connect. And just like little kids trying to assemble between us this picture of the upper system. And from that, we'll begin to feel how much we understand but cannot connect and so forth. And as a result, we'll have a man. That we will ask for it from our actions, from our efforts to connect properly, and we'll be happy about not being able to do it, because then we can raise a prayer and make a request, because the goal is not that we'll succeed. The goal is that we'll succeed in asking. And that way we will advance every day. So, we have to try to look at our success as a success in the request from the Upper One. And that we're addressing the Upper One as one mouth with a common deficiency and a sense of each other. And once we are included in our center altogether, the center of the ten, in that moment, we also come in contact with the Upper One, who awaits us there. And if we succeed in connecting, then we truly find contact with Him. And then according to the law of equivalence of form, we all come to the quality of bestowal that is required of us, the need for bestowal, and then we turn to Him. We long for connection, we cannot come to it, but we ask for it. So coming to that need for connection, asking for connection in order to bring contentment to the Creator, by that we establish our man. There's no more than that. That's the whole work. Other questions? Yes, Moscow.
Evgeny from Moscow is asking, why should we ask for a desire to bestow and not an intention in order to bestow atop the desires you already have?
The desire to bestow, that's how it's called. The desire to bestow is the Creator. However, the desire to bestow within us is felt as a desire to bestow, because our desire is to receive always. So don't get confused. When I say I want to bestow, it's as though my desire is to bestow, but in terms of implementing it, this can be done within my matter, which is a will to receive. So it only takes on the form of the will to bestow, and that's called an intention. What does it mean? That with respect to the Upper One, I feel that I want to give to the Upper One to bestow, but in actual fact, it will always be reception. When we receive the light that reforms and it shapes us correctly, we realize that we are the female as opposed to the male, and that on our part we will always express ourselves this way, where the desire to bestow to the Creator will be expressed in wanting to receive from Him so as to please Him. More, Moscow.
Вопрос от Глеба из Санкт-Петербурга и Сергея из Днепра, а также похожий вопрос от Дениса из Москвы.
Gleb from St. Petersburg and some other friends are asking, should we scrutinize the form of the Kli from which we should ask, or should each one ask on his own? And what is the right prayer for the Kli, for the making of the Kli specifically and not its fulfillment?
Right, we aren't talking about the fulfillment yet, we're talking about the lack itself. So we can talk about our deficiency, and there cannot be any deficiency if not from the deficiency to connect between us. And until we scrutinize and find within our desire to connect to the desire for the Creator, then it won't happen. Because we first have to achieve our degree, to turn our degree into one lack, and that will give birth to a higher lack. That's how the order of the rungs of the ladder works. I cannot understand the upper one until I complete my degree. Can't feel the upper one, can't want the upper one until I manage to connect with the friends. Because the upper one is the addition from our connection, the result of our connection. So if we haven't come to the yearning to connect between us, if we don't long to become as one, then we have no contact with the upper one yet. We're still far away and under concealment from him. There is no contact between us. There has to be contact between us at the center of the ten first. And from within that point, which is our higher point, there we'll find the lower point of the upper one. In the ketel of the lower one, you find the, within it the malchut of the upper one. So, don't yearn for the upper one. There's no contact, no direct connection with him, no access. There's only access through the connection between us on our degree. And from the connection between us on our degree, on our level, in the ten, we come to the state where we understand and feel and detect within our ten what is the upper one. What kind of meaning and essence does he have, and how can we address him as one? This is very different from what we can each imagine on our own. When we come together, we come to a new quality, a new understanding, a new vessel, a new sense. And then we'll have a new mind and heart to address the upper one, to understand what the upper one is. Before that, we don't find it, we don't detect it, because there we already work as one, not as ten. And that's a qualitatively new discernment, spiritual discernment. Astana, go ahead.
We hope we're heard. Thomas from Shaolai is asking, why do we say, give us the desire to give and not the desire to give to my friends? Since the connection should be that we're asking for our friends.
Yes and no. It's a good question. Why yes and no? Because certainly I have to bestow to the friends, but I bestow to them because I want to achieve bestowal with the Creator. And therefore, I, on my part, I have no address to the friends, and that's it. We realize that we have to put together that 10 as the end result in the initial thought. We have to come to adhesion with the Creator, and this is what compels us to do all the actions on the way. So certainly I need to be increasing the importance of the friend, seeing that as the most important thing for me, but and yet I need to be aimed as towards the Creator, one Israel, the light of the Creator, as one. So the reason I'm going to connect with the friends is to achieve that one together with them, and the one can receive from one, meaning we'll discover the Creator and be able to bring Him contentment. So we therefore need to give the importance to the Creator, and as a result, to the friends, and the vessel, which is the connection between us, actually has the same level of importance as the Creator. That's how it is to me right now, because that is my way to bestow. However, the goal, which is adhesion with the Creator, must be in front of my eyes. Moscow.
Denise from Moscow, regarding the article, how can we think all day long about the benefit of the Creator? What is that?
We can't think about spirituality for more than one moment. That's our will to receive, if it allowed us to think of the Creator for one moment, it constantly changes and works like an engine that keeps changing and evolving from the beginning to the end of creation by the path of by the natural path in due time. And so whatever thought or desire I obtained with respect to the Creator, it disappears in the next moment because my desire keeps changing. And therefore, I don't have any possibility with that renewed desire in the next moment to maintain the same thought of the that I had with the previous desire. It's impossible, because my desire is my foundation, and it begets certain thoughts and goals and plans, and everything's new. What do you do then? So there's a very unique matter here, that we're in a system, and although it's all broken and shattered with respect to us, in on a higher degree, there's no change in it. And so I need to use the fact that this system is whole, and it's only broken towards me, and I relate to it as shattered, is disconnected between all its pieces, but in fact, it's a single whole system, and it's imperfection. And I have to try to assemble that system as best as I can. To assemble it means to build my environment, and by the environment's influence on the person, I can come to a point where even though I am emerging from one desire to another, which is that engine that keeps working and spinning and changing the desires, it doesn't matter, because by the environment I keep myself somehow, somewhat on the higher system, the corrected system. And so even though I had earlier desires and thoughts, and it's not that I carry them on to the next state, but I can keep improving myself and upgrading myself through the environment, so that my new desires and thoughts also will take on a new shape. as they awaken in me. And all of that happens through the environment. So the connection between the states I go through can be mediated by the environment. The environment creates a kind of an alternative connection where there is disconnection between states. You understand that? Yes or no? So let's make it a question for a workshop. How can we use the environment to guard ourselves from falling in the next state, rather to keep ourselves working and upgrading ourselves in the next state? How can the environment help us here? And it's basically the foundation for the arvut that we need to determine between us. Go ahead.
We always live in a certain reality of ups and downs, attraction and resistance. This is our reality, and especially when within society, when there are many people, I'm not bound to what where I'm in. Rather, I go according to the friends who show me a line of advancement all the time.
How can we move by the environment from the current state to the next state and keep advancing? Now, because there is the shattering from above, and we try to rise above the shattering, that's exactly what we're missing. And the environment helps us build this kli that allows us to move from state to state towards the purpose of creation.
Actually, the exercise of the prayer that we did yesterday, and with God's help, will continue today and on, really shows you the need for the environment, how much the environment, or more precisely the ten, how much it pushes us forward. Because what you need is the desire, the deficiency, as Rabash describes in the article we just read. And with this desire has two aspects, the intensity and the direction, the precision. And both of them you only get from the ten, from the environment. That's the only way you can enhance the desire to make it stronger and more precise, more clear. That's how you go from one state to another.
The environment is also the place where we have to work. It also gives us the direction. The direction has to be to bestow contentment to the Creator, and also gives the person the power eventually that it, to use not the forces in himself but outside of him to make this thing, this make it a whole one thing eventually.
The environment can help us, because if it's only us, we'll certainly fall to the previous degree. We'll certainly find it hard to have forces to advance. And actually, the environment has a lot of force in awakening, we know, and also it's written that one should help his friend. This is because we're in the root, we are integrated. And so the moment there is some awakening of the ten, of the environment, the society really works on a person.
How did he ask him here? The body asks him, I want to see if there are people who also want to follow your line. And you are the people that I see doing the same thing. And it gives the greatness of the goal, it gives power, direction. That's the arvut between us, the power to keep increasing above the increasing ego, the desire to rise above it in a prayer.
The environment gives you an opportunity to come out of yourself, do something for bestowal. Otherwise, if he was on his own, he couldn't do anything.
Right. As a game that everyone gives a picture that is not necessarily his present feeling, but then we're inspired by each other, and that becomes the reality of each for each and every one.
There are a few basic data you cannot change. First, you're the will to receive. You stand no chance of thinking of the Creator if you're only on your own. Number two is that your only place to do the work is the environment. There's nowhere to acquire such a deficiency, a need to bestow to the Creator. What does the environment generate? It's an engine generating importance, working, and bestowal above your own will to receive. That's why all the work is in the environment.
According to the degree of how much you submit yourself, you can be immersed in what's important to them and not to yourself.
By his nature, one cannot come out of himself. The only place to organize a deficiency, because we read an article that one has no deficiency for bestowal, and even he cannot even pray for having a deficiency for bestowal, because there's no deficiency for it.
From this, we can also interpret how the mechanism of arvut works. How does the mechanism of arvut works? When we're in the lower system, in a state that is relatively connected, then we feel it fades away, and in order to rise to the next degree, the higher system, more connected system, on one degree higher, how do we then use the Arvut? Just like the connection between the states.
Please. Because no one resembles the other, no soul resembles another soul, and we're trying to connect, then we're always walking, rising, falling, helping each other because we're hearing it and we're connecting.
How does the Arvut help us rise from one degree to the next? How do we use the Arvut? Well, the way I look at these things, the Arvut is when each of us as an individual, as a part of the ten, how to put it in words, the power of the Arvut is what gives each of us the power that we need to do the right thing, so let's put it that way.
Arvut is like the condition that lies between us that enables us to work against the resistance on the one hand, and on the other hand, it lets us, the moment you go into it, it gives us the minimal condition that we cannot leave it. It gives us a very well-defined territory to do the work between us. The friends are the ones giving the support. You give the support to the friends atop something that it's very, very clear that pushes you out, coming out of the connected state. And because it's outside of man all the time, outside of ten all the time, so there's work here that is constantly advancing. You can't regress here. If we maintain this direction of Darvut, the condition of Darvut, we're always heading forward. Yes, because one cannot save himself or invent himself or find his own forces, specifically because of this Sarvut, the network of mutual connection that we can keep between us. So in the state that we lost everything, that seemingly there is no connection, there is nothing. Specifically then, by that, it is measured. The Arvut, the special connection between us, with which we compel the Creator, that can beget the next degree.
Yeah. To get out of the indifference every time, find greater need, greater deficiency, greater subtlety. It's something that you build together. Everyone throws in a bit of enlivenment into the circle and we collect the kli. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.